This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 229 of the Big Boo Cast. This week is a little bit different for reasons we're going to explain in just a little bit, but it's not just Melanie and me this week. We're so excited about a conversation we got to have recently with somebody that we have grown to enjoy so much on the Instagram. So you'll hear all about that. And then as always, we're going to have five favorites at the end. I'm going to tell you about some of my favorite things. And just a friendly reminder that you can find so many of the things that we like and enjoy in our Amazon shop. It's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. As always, thank you so much for being with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 229. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we have a special guest this week.
I know. I love when we have special guests.
A special guest. It's like the Carol Burnett Show or something.
Yes, it
is. I don't know why I said that.
For all of you born after 1980, Carol Burnett was a variety television show.
Yes, yes. And she often had special guests to perform skits, which is not really what we have going on here today. But
Oh, but that it were.
That's right. That's right. So today we have Sharon McMahon with us, who has the Instagram account Sharon Says So. That is fantastic.
Yes.
And
one of our favorites.
And why is she one of our favorites?
Just because she does such a good job of kind of promoting. She's a voice of reason.
She is a voice of reason. So if you don't follow Sharon on Instagram, which I can't imagine that you don't, but you may not. Mm-hmm. Sharon specializes in educating people about government in a completely nonpartisan way. So we wanted y'all to understand that this is not the beginning of a series on politics for us.
No, it is not.
No. I'll tell you why it's not the beginning of a series on politics, because Melanie Schenkel would just be the Boo Cast and I would have no one to talk to. That's why. And then I would be able to do that for about a week and a half and then I'd quit. So
then we would find you in the bed. We would find you in the bed.
That's right. That's right. And it would just be the cast with nobody. So what fun is that?
I mean, to me, it's for us to talk about. I think she just does such a good job of being kind of a voice of reason in a time where it feels like we have a lot of voices yelling. So it's just kind of the way she has handled that, just what light and levity to me she brings to the internet, along with just good facts about how our government works. And, you know, it's the most comprehensive, just basically political education, like nonpartisan political education, I believe, since the bill went to Capitol Hill on Schoolhouse Rock.
And I don't even think of it as political education so much as it's just government education, really.
Yeah.
It's really just, hey, here's how the government works.
And Texas can't secede, which we're going to talk about.
Right. And Texas can't secede, which has really rocked Melanie's world in ways you cannot even imagine. Mm-hmm. But that's what Sharon does, is she takes things that maybe we have wrongly believed or things we didn't know or things we don't understand about each other. And she presents those things in a really clear, nonpartisan way. She's a delight. She's a joy. And we are so happy to have her here with us today. So you're going to hear that part first. And then we'll be back again at the end with five favorites. It's my turn this week.
That's right. Can't wait.
All righty. So here we go with Sharon McMahon. Hey, y'all. Sharon McMahon is a former high school government and law teacher who has earned a reputation as America's government teacher on Instagram. You can follow her at Sharon Says So. And she teaches us on Instagram about topics like government and elections and democracy. And she has a very clear mission to share this information in a way that is nonpartisan, that is factual. And she has created this amazing community on Instagram called GoverNerds, like government nerds, GoverNerds. Melanie and I both love following her. We have had some of the most hysterical conversations as a result of things that she has posted. We've had some really deep conversations as a result of stuff she's posted. And she really lowers the temperature on topics that sometimes maybe get us a little riled up and creates really neat opportunities to understand one another better. So we're such big fans of what she does, and we're so excited to talk to her today.
So welcome, Sharon, to the Big Boo Cast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very excited to talk.
Well, thanks. We're excited to ask questions. We're just as thrilled as we can be. I actually wanted to mention just right off the bat, because Melanie and I have talked about this a lot privately. You really are in what you do on Instagram, like you really are nonpartisan, and it is so refreshing. I'm sure people tell you that all the time. Mm-hmm. So first of all, we want to say thank you for that. Thank you for your just the facts, ma'am, approach about things. I'm curious, because I can't help but put myself in your shoes occasionally. And I think, oh, I would totally have some kind of tail here. Like my eye would twitch. You know, like something about my face would give away what my personal opinion might be. So is it hard for you to stay so balanced and objective as you answer people's questions and talk about different things? Or is that just a natural way that you approach it?
It is really not challenging for me. And okay. I'm not saying that from a perspective of like, wow, I'm so great. It's not like that. It's just, as a teacher, I always have had a policy of, I want my students, and you know, I've been was a high school teacher for a very long time. I want my students to leave my classroom at the end of the year saying, I still have no idea who she voted for. That was always my goal. And so it is something I have been practicing literally for years.
Of
being able to argue, play devil's advocate for both sides, to see the positives and the negatives that both sides bring to the table. And I don't naturally have this inclination to vilify one side or the other. I literally can just be like, you know what, this side does this better, and this other side over here, that's what they're good at. You know what I mean? Like I don't have negative opinions of, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's how you voted. That's not who I am. So it's just practice, and it's also just a belief system.
I love that. And it's remarkable. It really is. When you think about the climate that we live in, and I was thinking about this last night, just thinking about talking to you, just how we're almost conditioned at this point to expect arguments.
Just
because of we have so many news channels, and part of the way they feel that content is to have panels of people who disagree. Like we're so conditioned to arguments that when you hear somebody just like lay it out objectively, you kind of go, oh, all right. Well,
you're almost a little weird. Like, that's it. That's the answer. just the answer is no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about a new Big Boo Cast sponsor, Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, which y'all know I love, languages, business, motivation, and original entertainment from top celebrity creators, plus thousands of popular and binge-worthy podcasts. As an Audible member, you get one credit every month, good for any title in their entire premium selection. That means the latest bestseller, the buzziest new release that all your friends are talking about, the hottest celebrity memoir that Sophie and I are probably going to tell you about, or just a bucket list title that you've been meaning to pick up. Those titles are yours to keep forever in your Audible library. You also get full access to their Popular Plus catalog. It's filled with thousands and thousands of audiobooks, original entertainment, guided fitness and meditation, sleep tracks for better rest, and podcasts, including ad-free versions of your favorite shows and exclusive series. They're all included with your membership, so you can download and stream all you want, no credits needed. You can always find the perfect title on Audible for whatever you're doing. That's what I'm really looking forward to, because I want to read more, but I just don't have the time to sit there and do it. But I love that I can take Audible with me wherever I go. It's all right there. I've got my eye on two things right now. Firefly Lane by Kristen Hanna, which I've really been wanting to read because y'all have told me that it's so much better than the show. And Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, because y'all, it has the best reviews and Matthew McConaughey reads it. I would like him to read everything in my life forever. With everything you love to listen to all in one app, Audible is your playlist for life. New members can always try Audible for 30 days on us. And with a membership, you can download titles and listen offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets, and you can listen across devices without losing your spot, which I love. And you don't have to worry about using your credits right away. You can keep them for up to a year and use them to binge on a whole series if you want. And if you don't love your selection, you can swap it for another. Here's what I love. You can listen while working from home, cooking, exercising, on a walk, as a family activity, just relaxing, driving, carpool. Listening helps us feel connected and inspired, and it's such a good way to be able to absorb great content. Audible helps people with their own personal goals, whether they want to learn something new, get more books in their life, or do other things, or just take a well-deserved rest and relaxation. You can visit audible.com/bigboo or text bigboo to 500-500. Again, visit audible.com/bigboo or text bigboo to 500-500. One last time, that's audible.com/bigboo or text bigboo to 500-500.
It's so good. And I think, like, to be like, your Instagram, it really blew up after the election. I feel like that's when you got on my radar. And I know you'd been out there doing this before, but I think it was because post-election, everybody, number one, we'd been living in a pandemic, so we were already tired. Mm-hmm. And then we had the election, which made us more tired. And you just want the facts, like, give me some facts. And so it feels right that you're a teacher and you basically put us all in a timeout and decided to teach us, like, hey. So has this always been your passion? I mean, I know you've been a teacher, but has it always been government and politics and also Wales? I mean, like, how has this all come together?
You know, yes, this is what it looks like when all of your random interests coalesce into one Instagram account. Bald eagles? Yes.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Humpback whales? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Electoral College? Yes. Mm-hmm. What? They, of course, make perfect sense to fit together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I was the kid who, you know, when I was like 16 years old, took my babysitting money and bought a subscription to Newsweek magazine.
Okay.
Because I was very interested. And so I have been interested in government since I was an adolescent. I was the president of my university's political science association. You know, like, I was part of a group that organized gubernatorial debates when I was in college. So mm-hmm. this has always been a passion of mine. I've been learning about it for, you know, since I was a teenager. And I married somebody who has a PhD in political science. So it's a never ending, it just has never been a never ending well of interest for me.
I love that.
And you also, I feel like you handle it so well, because even sometimes in your very objective answers, you can, you know, you can just, when you post people's replies and things, you can tell if people feel challenged or they get defensive or whatever, and then you'll come in with some goodwill content. Like, to me, that's such a great teacher who knows just when to like lower the temperature a little bit. Even if you weren't the one who elevated it, you have such a great sense of when people are frustrated or when maybe they just need a little break. They need some processing time. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. You really do learn to read a room as a teacher.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can really tell, like, okay, this got me too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's so great. And I'll tell you what rocked our world. And we talked to you a little bit about this before we started to record, but, and this really rocked Melanie's world, is your very straightforward pronouncement a few months ago that Texas does not in fact have the option to secede from the union. And Melanie, that was a big deal for you, was it not?
It shattered my whole worldview. And Sharon, I'm a lifelong Texan, born and raised, like third generation, like the whole deal. But it was really one of those things that I feel like everything else you've said, I'm like, oh, the Supreme Court works like this. This is how a filibuster works. This is called a votorama. Sure, I take your word, all that. Texas can't secede. I'm like, I think she's wrong about that. Like, I'm pretty sure that she's wrong about that. I don't care about your facts. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I learned that in Texas history, that like, if things get bad, we could just leave.
Yeah.
So the fact that we have talked about that now for several months makes me wonder, because that's come up so much for Melanie and me as she has continued to process this devastating news. Is there anything that comes up over and over where you're almost surprised by what people do or don't know? Like, any one topic where you're just like, golly, we really have not necessarily explained this, maybe how we should have in the past.
Yeah. Yeah. And so here's the thing. When somebody asks me a basic question, like, can you explain how this works? I never have a feeling of like, oh my gosh, just Google it. Just Google it.
You're better than the rest of us, Sharon. You really are.
I never feel that way. I actually am very happy that somebody trusts me to give them an answer, and that they trust me to say, can you explain this? Because I really don't get it. Because a lot of adults have a hard time putting themselves out there like that. And, you know, I do keep their identity anonymous, but I know who they are. And, you know, they trust that they are not going to be humiliated for not knowing that. So that's one thing where I'm like, it does not bother me for people to ask basic questions.
Right.
But I will say that one topic that comes up a lot is about the national debt.
Okay.
People are so curious about that. Like, you know, it's a thing. You're like, yeah, we have national debt. I've heard of that. That's a thing. Most people are like, I've heard that we owe a lot, you know, like that's a thing.
Yeah.
But they're very, very, it's a very mysterious concept of like, are we just calling the Bank of Japan and saying, can we please borrow $2 trillion?
Right.
Like, where is this money being borrowed from?
Right.
And who are we paying it back to?
Yes.
And so it is a mysterious, kind of mysterious thing, because the national debt is not at all like consumer debt. It's not like you owe money on your car and your credit card and your student loan and your house. It's not like that. It is not like a big bank loan that we have where we're like, today's payment is $850 million.
Right,
you know,
right.
Not like that. So that's a topic that there's a lot people are like, hold on. I know this is a thing, but I don't know what it is.
Right. Have you done one of those, a class on the national debt yet?
Not yet. Okay. No, but somebody just asked me today to do that. So that is going to be put on my list of like, people want to know this.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's the thing, it makes me think of the meme that goes around where it's like, how do I pay my income taxes? And they're like, here, play Hot Cross Buns on this recorder. Like, that's what you learn in school. You know, like,
yes.
And you're like, no, there were a lot of important things I feel like I should have learned that, granted, maybe I just wasn't paying attention because I was 14 and I didn't care. And I was more concerned about cute boys.
Right.
But, you know, you still are like the national debt and all these things. Like, I've learned so much from following you that I'm like, this feels like something I should have known. Like,
hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you why I love Thrive Market. First of all, I love anything I can get delivered directly to my door. Thrive Market shows up in a box on my doorstep, which I love. Secondly, I love to shop online and to be able to read reviews to find great new products that I may not have tried otherwise. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. You enjoy guaranteed savings and member-only prices. Thrive Market members save an average of $32 on every single order. At our house, we love Thrive Market's selection of granola, especially the Nature's Path Love Crunch with dark chocolate and red berries. I love the Whisk Cheese Crisps. It's the perfect lunch or snack. I love their late July jalapeno lime chips, the dry and roasted salted macadamia nuts, and there's this savory paleo snack mix that's so good. And there's so much more. You know that I'm really into all my health supplements this year, and so I've started getting some of my very favorite things from Thrive Market. I love their ancient nutrition collagen protein powder, and I add it to my coffee in the morning. I think it's making my skin look better. I'm also taking the Hum Glow Sweet Glow gummies for my skin and Hum Hair Sweet Hair for my hair. I swear it's growing like crazy right now. And I also just tried the Winged CBD Calming Gummies for my PMS weeks, and they are amazing. That's all I'm going to say. I also love the Schmitz Multi-Surface Vinegar Cleaner with amber and aloe. It makes my house smell so good and so fresh and not like cleaning products. Shopping with Thrive Market is healthy without the hassle. You can easily shop by 70-plus diets and values like keto, paleo, gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, fair trade certified, BPA-free, and more. You can skip the store and the lines. Plus, Thrive Market has two new membership options. You can get a one-month membership for $9.95 a month or a 12-month membership for $5 a month, billed at $59.95. Join Thrive Market today to get 25% off your first order and an exclusive free gift. The only way to get this offer is by going to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. That's thrivemarket.com/bigboo to get the exclusive offer of 25% off your first order and a free gift. You can't get this offer anywhere else. Go to thrivemarket.com/bigboo. So I think, so what my other question is so when you look at our current political climate and just how contentious it is, do you think it's more of a product of general ignorance about how government operates, or do you think it's more lack of accurate information being disseminated so widely thanks to social media where everything is posted as a fact, even if it's not, or a combination? Like, where do you think kind of it all lies? Where does the blame lie, Sharon? That's what I'm asking.
I would like a name. Yes, I need a name. Exactly. And then I would like to begin sending hate mail.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Thank you. That's what I'm asking for.
Name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it is all of those things. You can also throw in, 24-hour cable news channels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can throw that into the mix. There's a variety of things we could be like, yeah, that probably contributes, but it really is all of those things. The advent of social media has made it so easy to just click a button. You literally click a button and then misinformation can be shared. Whereas if you think back to, you know, like our childhoods, what would it have taken for you to share misinformation with 1,000 people?
Right. How would you have done it? Really?
Yeah. Right. Literally, like, just ride your bike up and down the sidewalk and throwing letters in the mail. You know, like, I don't know. Like, what would it have taken 30 years ago to deliver misinformation widely? It would have taken a considerable amount of work, considerable. And so, again, social media can be used for amazing things. I have plenty of examples of that, but I do think that is part of the problem, where it's just so easy to just press the share button.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it feels like the disagreements, particularly disagreements that are centered on politics, run a little deeper and wider than they used to. It feels like the gap has gotten bigger and bigger, but I still feel like, and maybe this is optimistic of me, and I think Melanie still feels this way too, I still think most people really are reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious about what you would think in terms of how do we bring more reasonableness to these conversations? How do we get to the point where we have an agreed upon set of facts? Because I think that's a whole challenge now too. And of course you do that, but we don't get to have you in the room with us when we're with a cantankerous relative who may, you know, who we're having a hard time having a conversation with.
Yeah. It is hard to have conversations if you have differing facts. You know, like, well, gravity is going to pull you back to Earth at this rate. Well, no, it isn't.
Right.
You know, it's hard to have that conversation if You can't even agree on the facts about gravity. You know what I mean? But I do agree that most people actually are quite reasonable.
Right.
And I do agree that most people have very similar goals.
They want
very similar things. Like if you said, what's important to you, you know, in a leader, in politics, in your community, we would say like, we want peace. We want freedom. We want mm-hmm. prosperity. We want safe communities. Mm-hmm. We want opportunity. You know, like we would say people on all ends of the political spectrum would say very similar things, right?
Right.
We want a criminal justice system that works fairly. We mm-hmm. want bad guys off the streets. And, you know, like we all have these very similar goals. And where we differ is, you know, how to get to those goals. How do we get to peace? And there are, you know, mm-hmm. peace in our communities. Mm-hmm. How do we get to that point? And so people vary slightly on how we would achieve those goals. And instead, they believe, instead of looking at the situation, be like, you know what, we both really want freedom, prosperity, peace, opportunity, fairness. Like we all want these things.
Mm-hmm.
We have been convinced through a variety of sources, social media, news media, friends and neighbors, that the other side, wherever you stand, the side that is opposite of you, actually, it doesn't want any of those things. What it wants is to herd people in a handbasket to hell.
Right.
That is what, you know what I mean? That's a perception of like, oh, I don't know. I don't mm-hmm. know. They're just going straight to hell in a handbasket. I cannot get on board with that. And in reality, you know, that's not the truth.
Right.
So we tend to have this mental image that people are extremely far apart. We have, you know, people way over here on the right and people way over here on the left. And yes, there are extremists on the each mm-hmm. end of those spectrum, but the vast majority of Americans are actually slightly to the right or slightly to the left of center.
Mm-hmm.
The vast majority of Americans exist in this very narrow little space and not way on either end of the spectrum. Most Americans don't want anarchy and nor do they want totalitarianism. They just want like rules that make sense.
Yes.
Right? You know, like let's have rules that make sense. That's what we need here.
Yeah. I have a kind of an ongoing, I've told Melanie this before. Have you ever seen the movie Dave with Kevin Kline?
Yes, but it's been a long time.
Okay. Well, there's just this moment, you know, Dave did not intend to be president and he goes into the White House and it's time to balance the budget. And he just gets out a legal pad and a pencil and he just crosses out all the stuff that doesn't make sense to him. You know, like it's just this very practical approach. And it at the end of the time when they're working on it, like nothing's heated. Everybody's excited. They're all congratulating one another. Yeah. And I know that's super idealistic, but you just think if somehow, if we could erase the hostility between the sides, maybe we could, oh, sorry, I knocked a book off the table. Again, very professional. but just maybe it would be easier for everybody to move forward together. Again, Enneagram 9. Play something like some inspiring anthem in the background. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It is true though, that, you know, I've said this before and I'm going to keep saying this, that we cannot work for each other's mutual destruction.
God,
that is such a problematic mentality that the Democrats need to be destroyed or the Republicans need to be destroyed. That is highly problematic thinking. In mm-hmm. fact, it's what is best for America is to have a really good Democratic Party and a really good Republican Party. Mm. That's what's best for America. Not we should have one party. One party is actually very dangerous. One party, I would never want to see that. That's Hitler had one party.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So this America is a product of all of our best ideas. If you look back to when the Constitution was written, it wasn't one dude. You know, like if we had what James Madison wanted, we would have a very different America. It was like a bunch of dudes in a hot room arguing for a whole summer. And then they emerged with something that has been very durable, is beloved by its citizens. So the Constitution is in and of itself a product of compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so good.
Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about Native deodorant. Are you looking to upgrade your self-care routine? Do what I did and make the switch to Native. Native aluminum-free deodorant is a great addition to your daily routine because Native cares about what you put on your armpits. I know sometimes we don't think about it, but it's important. That's why their deodorant's ingredient list includes things you've actually heard of like coconut oil and shea butter. Another plus, none of their products are tested on animals and almost everything is vegan. Switching to Native from an antiperspirant doesn't mean you'll have to worry about that midday BO either, because nobody wants that. Native will have you walking around smelling like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, or my favorite, lavender and rose. You can choose from over 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonals, so you're guaranteed to find one you love. Native deodorant has over 16,000 five-star reviews and has been featured on the Today Show for a reason. It works. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code bigboo at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Too many of us are walking around feeling like we have all the answers.
Yes.
You know, right. Too many of us. And in reality, most of us should be operating under the position of like, well, here's what I currently think. Is that really accurate? Is that a fair thing to think? Interesting. I would love to learn more about this versus everything's been settled.
Oh, I love that too.
In my mind. It's all been, I've decided it all.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I think to me, one of the things you've done that's so great is when you ask people, I really love when you do your things like conservatives, what are you feeling right now about whatever? Moderates, what are you feeling? Liberals, what are you feeling? Because it's made me think, because it's a way to kind of have that dialogue without having to actually talk to somebody where it may get hit,
you know, like it can't get out of control. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. But you can go, I still don't agree with you, but I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. And it helps me understand better why you think the way you think. And it's like, if we had more of that, how different the world could be, Sharon.
Yes. If we were just listening to understand each other, listening to understand doesn't obligate you to agree with the other person's conclusion. It does not. We too many people right now think that if I even entertain what you have to say, that I am giving it my stamp of approval.
Yeah.
And that is not, that's not true. If I listen to where you're coming from with here's why I voted for X candidate. Here are the ideas they had that I align with. Now I understand more. And now you feel heard. People don't tend to listen if they don't feel heard. It doesn't mean that I need to change my vote. I don't have to change my vote, but now we've had a respectful conversation about it. You feel heard. And then maybe the road, you'd be in a position to listen to me and I would feel heard. And that is, we have lost that ability. We now think if we disagree, you're dead to me. You're out of my life. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not a healthy, place to be.
No,
no,
yeah. So we're going to take a hard pivot because one of the other things that has really bonded me to you in spirit is that you continue, because this is so my personality, you continue to get subscription clothing boxes.
Many of them.
Many of them. Eternal optimism, because I've done that. Listen, I lived in Stitch Fix for a long time where I kept thinking, but maybe this next one is going to be the one. Yeah. And finally, I had to say, it's never going to be the one. So talk to us a little bit about subscription clothing boxes, because I get so excited when you get one in.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. I'm 6 feet tall and I'm curvy. And so I am not easy to fit, you know? And so I acknowledge that I am not going to be like this 5'5", size 6 person, right? So I'm naturally more difficult to find clothes for.
Yes.
So now I have been, I've been subscribing to these things for so long that they just send them to me for
free. It's like a hobby.
And not the clothes, just the box. You know what I mean? If I keep something, I have to pay for it. But now it's kind of to the point where it's like, well, why not get them? Because it's not costing anything. You know what I mean? So it's like a hobby of like, what is going to be in this atrocious box of clothes? Oh, 5 white shirts? Oh, perfect. Perfect. The number I asked for was 0. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted none and I got 5. Yeah. Every time I get one, there's something good for me to laugh at.
Right. Exactly.
And so it's just great. It's good for a laugh. That's how I feel about it at this point. Have I ever found things in them? Sure. You know, periodically I do find things, but the vast majority of the time, it's just like, what in the Sam Hill is this?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Am I wearing this to play canasta right. at the senior yeah. corner? What am I wearing this for? Is this a visor to wear in my golf cart in my retirement community? Is that what this is? I live in northern Minnesota. Okay.
Yeah.
Where am I wearing this visor? Explain.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about stamps.com. Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. I know it's not how I want to spend my time. And that's why I recommend mailing and shipping online at stamps.com. Stamps.com allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer, at your house. You can send letters, you can ship packages, and you pay a lot less with discounted rates from the U.S. Postal Service, UPS, and more. Stamps.com has saved businesses thousands of hours and tons of money. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus you get big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It's a must-have to me for any business. So many times I need to mail out books or different things to people, and Stamps.com has made it so easy. I'm always looking for ways to eliminate the hassle, and that is what Stamps.com has done for me. You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Trust me, it'll save you time and money, and it's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com.
So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with our promo code BIGBOO, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in BIGBOO. That's stamps.com, promo code BIGBOO. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Alrighty, here we go with the rest of 229. And listen, this leads right into the question I want to ask you as we close, because I have a deep desire to understand this next thing. I think this is a super important topic, and it's your makeup. Because here's the thing. You do Instagram stories where you're like while you're putting on your makeup. And yeah. I'm going to tell you that you have some skill with eyeshadow. Like you really,
yeah,
it's inspirational.
Thank you.
And I say that as somebody who's never, I've never learned how to put on my eyeshadow. I just sort of just like, I don't know. I just rub it in. Yeah. Rub it in. So here's what I want to know. One, what are your favorite products? Do you have favorite products? I'm assuming you do, because you really like, you know what's going on with the eye makeup. And how did you get so good at it?
Oh, well, that is very kind of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I have been a makeup aficionado since I was a teenager. You know, like I've been wearing it every day since I was 16, and I am now 87. So I have a lot.
Right.
Right. That's part of it. Also, I have been, you know, a professional photographer for a long time and worked on an almost daily basis with makeup artists.
I wondered if that was part of it.
And so not that they're doing the makeup on me, but I'm watching them do it on other people.
Okay.
So, and then I will sometimes, I'll be chatting with my client while they're getting their makeup done. And, you know, I'm just kind of like observing what they're doing. Like, oh, interesting. You put the eye makeup on before the face makeup. Why do you do that? I will sometimes just ask them questions about, interesting. What? And so what is the eyelash primer supposed to do? You know, like, so over the years, I have gained a lot of insider, tricks and tips from actual professional makeup artists. Yeah, I just enjoy it. It's one of those things where like, I don't care if you wear makeup, if you like it, great. If you don't like it, I don't care. Like everybody do themselves, like whatever you prefer. Doesn't matter. I don't think you need to wear makeup you know, it's not one of those situations. So in terms of favorite products, I will say that my two current favorite makeup palettes or eyeshadow palettes, one is from Urban Decay. And then another one is from BH Cosmetics. They sell it at Ulta. It's like $18 for like a palette of, you know, makeup or a palette of eyeshadow. And you can't, it's one of those things where it's like, this is $18 and this Urban Decay one is like $50.
Right.
And the $18 one is surprisingly very good.
Okay.
Like I have rebought the same palette after I've used up some of the colors three times now.
Wow.
And I have a lot of eyeshadow palettes. So for me to be like, this is like maybe my favorite palette, maybe favorite palette out of ever. It's like $18 and it has like 10, 12 colors in it. So that is one of my favorites, BH Cosmetics. And my favorite palette is called Hanging in Hawaii.
Okay.
I'm making notes. I'm writing down notes.
Well, listen, we're going to put this in the show notes. We're going to share it up.
It has some nice warm browns and some, you know, just like, I just love it. So then I use, eyelash serum to grow my eyelashes.
We do too, Sharon.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Which one do you use? I'm curious. Which one?
I have used a bunch of them and they all work to varying degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
They all are better than nothing.
Yes.
I'm currently using Latisse. Which is, you know, like a prescription that you get from the dermatologist. And that works the best. Okay. That is by far the best. If you're ready to go to like industrial strength eyelash serum.
I think I am. I feel like I'm ready.
I've used them all and they all work, but this one is the best. It's also, here's the thing is some of the other eyelash serums, they use the same mechanism to grow your eyelashes, the same like biochemical situation of why it makes your eyelashes grow. But they're just using the ingredients at a watered down strength. You know what I mean? So the prescription one, it's the same. If the other ones work for you, the prescription one will work better because you're using more like a more concentrated level of ingredients.
Melanie, I believe we have an April goal now.
Yeah. I feel good about it. I use Revita Brow on my lashes.
Me too. Cause Melanie told me to, that's what I use too.
Yep.
And it works really well. To me, it's the superior one over the counter, but I've always been intrigued by the Latisse. I just haven't, but now you may have just pushed me over the edge.
The Revita Brow and the Revita Lash, those have more conditioning ingredients versus the actual prostaglandin, you know, like analog that actually makes your eyelashes grow.
We're into science now, everybody.
Let's talk about prostaglandin analogs.
Yeah. It's the first time that word's ever been used on this podcast. It's
100%.
This is the first.
Do you use, what mascara do you use?
I have a bunch of mascaras, but the one I'm currently using is that I've been using for a while and now I'm like my second or third tube is called Go Big or Go Home.
Okay.
And it is by KVD Beauty and they sell that at Ulta as well.
Okay. And I don't know about that.
Okay. No, I don't either.
Go Big or Go Home. It's in a black tube. My eyelashes are naturally straight and blonde and kind of short. Like I do not have nice eyelashes naturally. So they need assistance.
Well, I'll tell you, like, honestly, I have envied your eyelashes as I've watched you apply mascara. And I'm so happy to know that there's a Latisse component to your eyelashes. It makes me feel a little bit better about myself or not so bad about myself. But your eyelashes look fantastic once you get that mascara on. They always look so good.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't want to wear fake eyelashes every day. You know, like that's too much for me. That's too much maintenance.
Yeah.
I just want my own eyelashes to be decent. That's my goal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a good goal. I can appreciate that. Cause I've been same, like when everybody was getting extensions, I was like, I get it. They look great, but I was like, I can't add another thing. Like
another appointment. No. Yes.
So, you got to make do with the growth and the good mascara.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And then the other thing too, is I always use an eyelash primer. Eyelash primer helps the mascara. Like it adds an additional layer of like thickening to your eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the Subversion eyelash primer by Urban Decay, which is, again, I tried a bunch of eyelash primers. This one's my favorite. And it also helps the mascara stay on your eyelashes and not get flaky and smeary.
Okay. Mm. I feel like these are some great, great pieces of advice.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you've helped me through the political scene. Now you're helping me with eyelashes. It's so multidimensional.
I mean, it really is.
I could not be happier. Right? I know.
And listen, we're so grateful that you have spent time with us today. I know you're super busy and you've got a ton going on. And we're going to tell everybody about the classes that you do and different ways they can connect with you online. But what a treat to get to talk to you.
Same. Likewise. This was really fun.
We loved it. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Alrighty, so it's my turn for five favorites.
Yay. Let's hear them.
Yay. I love the five favorites. I feel a responsibility with the five favorites. Yeah. I don't know if you feel that way.
I do. It's weighty because you're like, if I'm going to call it a favorite, I better really like it.
Well, you only want to pass on the best of the best terms of what you recommend. So here's my first one this week. It's something that I discovered this weekend. I just wanted something to watch that would not require much of me. You know how sometimes you want to pay attention to a story and sometimes you don't?
Mm-hmm.
I was not interested in paying attention to a story. And so somebody, one of our listeners, had recommended to me a show on Netflix called Get Organized with the Home Edit.
Oh.
Which, it's the two ladies from the Home Edit on Instagram, for people who have followed them on Instagram, and they have a television show now.
Mm-hmm.
And they every episode, they go into a famous person's home and a person like us home.
Oh, okay.
So they have like an everyday kind of ordinary family, and then they have a famous person. And they usually have a particular thing, whatever house they're visiting, that person has a particular thing they want them to solve for them. Like, I really need my pantry reorganized. Or my closet is out of control. Or this garage space is unusable, but we need it to be usable. And they fix it. They organize it. And it is, and in the most cheerful way, it is delightful. And you feel as if by the end of the episode, you have accomplished something when you in fact have done nothing except sit there and watch it.
That's my favorite kind of accomplishment right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. So anyway, it's just really enjoyable, really fun to watch, and they do a great job, and I really, really now want to visit to the Container Store. That's basically where I am.
Okay.
I feel like I want to redo my pantry.
Yeah.
I won't, but I want to. I want to redo my closet. I won't, mm-hmm. but I want to. So they have increased my desire to be organized, but I haven't really done anything about it, but that's a win.
It's one of those shows that gets you. That's how you end up at Container Store, and you're going to buy $150 worth of various containers that then sit in your laundry room for a long time, but it makes you want to be a better person.
It does. It really does. And it is instructive to see how they organize stuff. That was helpful to me. So anyway, highly recommend it. Very fun to watch, very easy to watch, and inspirational as well. My second thing this week is a new to me product, because I've tried to be better about a double cleanse at night as opposed to a single cleanse of my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know how I ran across this, but here's why I bought it. Because one time you and I tried out kind of a potential pilot skincare piece for Debbie at Hummingbird Farm.
Yes, we did.
She never manufactured it, but she sent us this stuff that she was kind of thinking about. We were really just kind of her test people for it.
Guinea pigs, if you will.
If you will. So my favorite part of that was that the initial cleanser was an oil that you put on your face.
Yes.
And then you got a really hot rag, remember, mm-hmm. and put it on your face and kind of let it steam, and then took off, you know, your makeup. So I bought a couple of weeks ago, just on Amazon, I bought a container of Palmer's Cocoa Butter Ultra Gentle Facial Cleansing Oil.
Oh, okay.
It's like $10.
Yeah.
you only need a tiny bit at night. I feel like it will last me for a year. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, it's just not something you need a ton of. But I have been putting it on my, like, it's my initial cleanse. I put it on my face, and then I do the same thing. I get a really hot microfiber cloth. Don't do this if you don't like really hot things. Do your preferred temperature. And then I just put it on my face and let it steam for a second, and then I take my makeup off. And it is, like, all the great things of rosehip oil, kind of, in terms of you feel like you've got some extra moisture. I feel like particularly it's helping with moisture underneath my eyes.
Okay.
And then after I do that, I do my Thrive 3-in-1 brightening face wash that I love a lot. But I will say, in the mornings when I wake up, I don't know, it's a good combination for my skin. Like, I feel like my skin is awake a little bit better maybe than it normally is.
Okay, I like that.
But it's a really inexpensive product, but it's a great makeup remover. And it also makes my face feel really soft, which I like. So thumbs up to that.
Okay, that sounds like a great tip. I like that.
I do too. Third thing is, I've mentioned before, I think I mentioned on the podcast, maybe I just mentioned it to you when we were talking, like, in, like, just regular talking. Okay. Is that what you call that, regular talking?
It's called the old-fashioned phone conversation.
But I have loved a show on Food Network that's called Delicious Miss Brown, and the chef on that show is named Cartier Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, for Easter, you know, I went back and forth. I was kind of leaning toward brunch. And then, then I was like, no, I'm going to make, like, because we're going to early church, so we'll have some kind of breakfasty something in the morning just to kind of get us through. And then I'm going to make a supper.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of decided, like, I made a menu and really thought it through. And I couldn't land on a meat. Anyway, I saw a recipe of hers for fried pork chops with what she calls table gravy.
Oh.
Let me just pause. Because I have wrestled with a pork chop in terms of, to me, it's the hardest meat to get flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always like the texture of them. And kind of like you with a thick chicken nugget, I don't like a real thick piece of meat.
Yeah.
You know? So here's what I did. So I found her recipe, and it called for bone-in pork chops, but I didn't want to fool with a bone, even though I know those have more flavor or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just bought, like, the thin, I don't even know what you call it, like, pork cutlets. Like, just like the thinnest of the pork chops, of the boneless pork chops. And she has some spices that you put on them. I did not put the mustard that she asked you to put on there because I'm not a fan of mustard. But did you know that? I don't really like mustard.
I know. I was about to say, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I feel like this is a new revelation. I didn't know.
I don't really like it.
Okay. It's my favorite of the condiments, I think.
Is it? Really?
Yes. Yeah. It really is.
More than ketchup?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I have been known to dip my fries in mustard.
I didn't know that about you.
Okay. Yeah. I like mustard. You know, when I was pregnant with Caroline, I would go get a Whataburger every single day with extra mustard. Like, I craved it. It was like I'm a big mustard person.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I hadn't, well, by all means, if you make these, then add the mustard.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
So I didn't add the mustard. So here's what I did. A little bit different than her instructions, but I put the seasoning on and I put some hot sauce on them and just let them sit for probably an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them, she tells you to put them in buttermilk because that's like the first part of your coating before you dredge them in flour.
Okay.
But I put them in the buttermilk and then let them sit there for about an hour.
That was probably a good call.
It was such a good call. And then, so I dredged them and you just fry them in a pan and drain them on a wire rack as you're frying. They were so good. And the gravy, because of the seasoning, you know, I don't normally like a cream gravy, but because of the seasoning she has you add to the cream gravy, it was delicious. I will now make cream gravy like this the next time I do country fried steak or something like that. It was so good.
Okay.
It may have converted me on the cream gravy, which I have found sort of off-putting because of the absence of flavor.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was so good. And David loved them. Alex loved them. I've made way too many, so we're going to have them again tonight. but they're delicious. It's a great recipe. And even if you like mustard, if you like mustard, you'll really like them, because that's a part of the thing. But even without the mustard, they were great.
Great. Well, I'm going to try that. That sounds delicious. And I really have been in quite a cooking low point. So that gives me reason to carry on.
And then the fourth thing we talked about recently, but I've decided it is really one of my favorite things, particularly at this stage of life. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago the Tyler Glamorous Wash in Diva, the Diva Wash.
Yes.
And it's made its way to one of my favorite things. I'm going to tell you why. When I have, now here's my deal. I use my regular detergent and maybe put like a tablespoon of the Diva Wash in with that. Like, I don't fill up my whole detergent area with it, because it's really strong. Mm-hmm. But even with like a tablespoon of it, and it's expensive, so you don't want to waste it. But even with a tablespoon of it, like, I have really noticed when I put a mask on, I'm like, oh, it smells delicious. Like, it's such a treat to just have something against your face that smells so good.
Yeah.
And then I've got sheets running right now, and I just put a tablespoon in there. That way it's not too much of that scent, but it smells so fresh and makes the whole house smell good. And so, again, if you want a treat with your laundry, I highly recommend it. And know that even a small container of it can last for a really long time if you just remember, oh, I'm not using this as my main detergent.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just using this to kind of scent my detergent. So.
Yeah. And I will say, that's funny that you say that, because I had been hesitant to wash my actual bed sheets in it, because I was like, is it going to be too strong of a smell at night? But this last time I did, and I did that, I added just a little bit, like just a little, and like last night, which, I mean, now my sheets have been on the bed for like 3 or 4 days, but I turned over like in the middle of the night, and one of my pillows, I got like kind of a smell, and I was like, what? And I was like, oh, that's the Diva, but it was real subtle, and it's just a nice, it just smells really good.
It does. It's why not cheer yourself up with something that smells really good? So anyway, so that's one of my favorites. And then the last thing is, I love a good sort of neutral, but also not, well, I don't like I'm not one to get daring with my nail color. I'll just put it that way. But when I find a neutrally color that has a little pop, it makes me really happy. And so there is a new OPI color that I got this last time that's called Hollywood and Vibe.
Oh.
Which is a pale pink, but it's a bright pale pink. Like, it's got just a little bit of pop, and I really like it. It doesn't jump out at you, but if you look at it, you can tell, like, oh, that's pink, you know?
I like, which is what I prefer.
Yeah, it's really pretty, but it's got enough brightness that it's kind of fun too. So,
okay, nice. Well, those are all really good favorites. I'm real happy about those.
I'm so glad, you know, just, I don't know, wash some sheets with a little bit of Diva while you're watching the Get Organized show and cleansing your face and frying pork chops.
Yeah.
Paint your nails.
This is middle age. Here we are. In case you were wondering, this is it.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll be back next week with our fifth 5 questions conversation. Will be out on Monday with our friend Lisa Jackson, who just so happens to be our literary agent.
Yes.
And then we'll be back again next Thursday with episode 229.
That's right. Okay. Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to y'all later. Bye, y'all.